Shabbos on the table. Tomorrow in the Slicha, my Eskua says over there that 3 times during the month, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Mako. 1 to 3 times. So, Chet Tavis and Chet Tavis and then Yud Tavis. We just said 3 times we got one. Chet was yesterday, Chet is today, and Yud is tomorrow. Looking at our time and the Mechaber brings down, the Simon Toskov Pei brings down, besides the basic Tanaitim everyone has, it brings down another 21 Tanaitim a person should fast. It brings down once a person fast, Chet Tavis, a person should fast, Chet Tavis and Yud Tavis. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Now, what's the reason for that? The Mechaber says, Chet Tavis, Nichtu Atar Yevonis, been made Talmi a Melech, the Rechoshes Bo'ilim Gimel Yomim. Since the time of Talmi, by the Yevonim, by the Greek, the Torah was written, was transferred from Torah to Yevonis. And since it's given over to the Torah, it was Choshech Bo'ilim for 3 days. For that reason, therefore, you have to fast. Now, just a little bit about history, exactly who this Talmi is. So the Gemara brings down that the Zonamaita was Talmi brought in 7 Jews that came into one room, into different rooms, each one had to translate the same Torah. It was a nate that they all translated different things differently, and they bring down 15 different cases in the Gemara, and still they came up the same exact way. So Rabbi Yavitov says there's 2 different Talmi, the Talmi 1, Talmi 2, I think in English it's the Talmi 1, Talmi 2. The 2 different Malachim, and the time when they went and translated in Ayin Beis with the Kiddush Hashem, when they over here, in this case, the first time they translated it was for Choshech Lo'olam, because the Torah was given over to Biyad of the Goyim, and therefore you can go to any hotel, and he's King James over in every hotel room, and the Torah was given over to the Goyim to be in Biyadoi, and not, we don't control anymore, therefore it's Choshech Lo'olam. Fine, that's on Chet Tavis. Chet Tavis, why do we fast? Why should a person fast today? Says the Mechaber, you know why? I don't know why, says the Mechaber. So you go look at the Chabal, he's coming from the Torah. The Torah says, you know why? I don't know. According to the Bahab, you look at the Bahab, you know why? I don't know. According to Megillah's Tainus, you know why? Says Megillah, the Mishnah says, you know why? I don't know why. Megillah says, you have a minute to fast today, but I'm not sure why. So the Magi on the Torah day night, he sends you to Tesis Chadoshim, one of the parts of Megillah's Tainus. Of these says, what people were asking last week, that we discussed in the Nittel Nacht, and they asked him, I said, why is there any in the Yiddish date? The whole concept brought down halacha, something should be done. Says the Mepharshim of Antithesis, 2009 years ago, when was Tathesis was the 725th. Therefore, we write in the Mechaber, we know why you fast? You can't say why. You can't write in fasting through the Oifer Ish because of Yashka. What happened? They're going to get very upset, it caused more problems, and more stress, and more in the Yonatik lifestyle that's not too healthy. Therefore, we write, we fast, we don't know why. But that says, you know why we should fast today? Because you know what happened with the Oscar this morning that day, and left with so much stars and bloodshed and fire, so therefore we fast. Fine, that's what I said, what the Mepharish says on this Mishnah. But I said, if you want to look at the same way in the Simcha, you bring down 6 other reasons why to fast. The main reason why the Pesach is saying the page, Mr. Brewer, through the email, he says, you look in the Slichas, it says that Ezra Slichas passed away on that day. Or the way the preacher brings down, Nehemiah passed away on that day. Or the Mark rather has a spirit on the guilt of Esther, Michir Yain, says Esther Malchus was Nifter on that day. Fine, well, different people exactly who was Nifter on that day, but the one that Oilam is Manana like saying over who was born on that day was Yashka. Therefore, we have an interfast on that day. Now, the obvious question is everyone's sitting here, and very few people fast in Chet Tavis and Chet Tavis. Might say, why don't we? The Gratis does end up in this halakhah about fasting. It says the person should fast every Monday and Thursday. Every Monday and Thursday. The Noam fast every Monday and Thursday, and the Shavua says, therefore you should miss Anas and Bosta the Yain. You should have Bosta on every Monday and Thursday. And the Maitre, that's why you should miss Mir, if you know them. And the Maitre did not have Bosta on that part of Monday and Thursday, based upon the Salaha. Because Monday and Thursday you should fast. The Maitre, why after Chorbe? So make those as far as finish the proof. The Maitre, the Shavua says, the Chorbe is not that Bosta. And therefore Yeshiva does not have only a time of Monday and Thursday, based upon the Salaha in its Indian. If that's what really answer what Goldman is trying to say on Hanukkah with people. In Tafkum Chavtes, over there, the Mishnah Brewer says, Misha is agin atzim v'bnei ha-tshuva, shloilu echa bosa, shloilu shat yayin. Someone who tries to hold himself back with the tshuva, not to eat bosa, not drink wine. On Hanukkah, poor meals. And the Shabbos, the answer is, chayilu echa v'lishtay. So the Goldman over here wants to say, we see over here, Mishnah Brewer, that says, clearly, at Hanukkah, yadachia bosa v'yayin. So we have people who have tshuvas about, or we want some chayin, or Mashiachan and Shuba. The Mishavua is just saying you cannot misagiv atzim there. Shuba cannot hold yourself back because Shuba not have bosom yain. That means the Vaza Chanukah does not have bosom yain. The only point of Hanukkah is you want to hold yourself out of time, it's not that boxer, that you can do in Hanukkah. That's why Yeshiva is near Monday and Thursday. In Hanukkah, they will have Kalashik, Slahazes, and they'll switch it to other days. I'll make it maybe cheaper. But the Indian of this aloha, on Monday and Thursday, not to have parable of this aloha, is that the when on regular days, on Hanukkah, or Shchodesh, Slahazes, you will have Kalashik, because you cannot have available, you can have in of the time on Rosh Chodesh or on Hanukkah. Fine, that's exactly how the Maya style is put on Aloha, how the Maya style is on, like, you know, you don't know that's where it comes from with Aloha. The Maya style is so, Chodesh of Chodesh, why don't we fast? The Maya style is test-tabit, why don't we fast? So, that's when the Aloha is in talk of Ayyubay, talking by a time, by due to the rain, who exactly should fast over there? It comes along the really best in the Machaber in the Gimel. So when the Tiva should fast, he says it's true that a regular person should fast when the Tzara should fly so due to the inning of rain. Over there says the Machaber, Tamachochum, any Rishav Yashu Bechainis, watch the Mayat Melech HaShemayim. And Mishvua says that means even today, the Manazer, the first discipline of the Yeshiva, the Tarek Mosai, is Nichol Mishalochum. The better of Manol is tomorrow to be a Tarek Tavis, and what do people do tomorrow? First say that Halvai is multiple to put in the first later. The second say that since the other was lie down, the Shach, which makes sense in the sample. The Mayat Tarek HaShemayim is usually less than the Tarek Tavis. Therefore, comes along the Machaber and says, these different tomatum, when a person should fast, where there's no there from the tzibah that they have to fast, the ma'aseh tamachochum should not fast. Why? It's the ma'aseh and melech ha'shamayim. So it comes out, even though it says a person should fast with test tables and test tables, yes, they say, the balabatim don't, they're not holding there yet, it's only in the tzuroi. So if you should say yeshiva don't, why? Because the ma'aseh and melech ha'shamayim. Then the most people don't seem to really know about the essence, again, if you can, it's not the ma'aseh and melech ha'shamayim, you should fast. Fine. That's what we said yesterday and today. Tomorrow is the Tzara B'Teves. Tzara B'Teves is everyone knows why, because it's Panetta for the siege around Yerushalayim. After they went into Yerushalayim, they're there for 850 years straight. And by the first Korban, the Ashkola, the first Korban, was from the Mukhanetti for the siege around Yerushalayim. This is the beginning of the end, the length of the first Korban, and then after the second Mishnah, the second Korban. This is the Ikka, the beginning of the Korban. Now, this Indian of fasting first, where's the Makor tradition, and what the halacha is, how to apply these halachas. The best thing is the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, according to Poskim, the Chayyot. Poskim, when it says, Koyim HaHashem, Rosh Hashanah, it says, there's a Tzoyim Revi'i, there's a Tzoyim Chamishi, a Tzoyim Shvi'i, and Tzoyim Asiri. The Poskim said the four different times that you fast. What's Tzoyim Revi'i, the fourth time? The fourth month. Fourth month is the Shavuot of the Tammuz. Fifth month you fast, when that's an Av, that's a Tisha B'Av. The seventh month is Tanya Gedalia, and the tenth month says the Pasuk, you fast the Tzara B'Teves. That means you're ready in the Pasuk, you're going to have all the things down with Indians to fast a Tzara B'Teves. The fact that you come over there, it's also like the Pasuk says, it's Tzayim, and the Pasuk says, Yil Abbas Yehuda Sosek Ula Simcha. This Indian of fasting a Tzara B'Teves should be with Sosek Ula Simcha. So, the Avish Kash, the fact that you come over, the Tzayim is with Sosek Ula Simcha, or with Tzayim. What is the Indian of this day a Tzara B'Teves? Is it a happy day or is it a sad day? So the Gemara goes on saying, it really depends. Umra Papa Hoki Kamar, this man says Shalom, when there is a base of Mikdash, the days of Tzara B'Teves, and these days are Sosin L'Simcha, the days of happiness. Hevel, when it's Gzeres Malchus, with the man of Shmat, what's the Lotha? The Lotha is like a Tzoyim. No Gzeres Malchus, however, there is no Shalom. If you want, you can fast, if you want, you can't. You don't have to fast. Those are the two different Yonim. So again, the Gemara says very clearly that all these four tamasim, which nichol in it and Tzara B'Teves, that if it's Gzeres Malchus Shmat, a lot of them you have to fast. If it's Faget, there's a base of Mikdash, Sosim L'Simcha. If it's in between, Imrot Mis'anim, it's Lo Rot Lo Mis'anim. It doesn't mean every person can wake up in the morning and decide if I want I can fast, if I want I don't have to fast. So there are Ban, for a time of Chorshim, in the Lot of the Kindness. That it means if Klai Yisrael is recovered upon himself to fast, he has to fast. Not the Kalapan itself, you don't have to. Now, the Esmer Rabban writes in Torah to Odom, what exactly that means? It says that there are four Tanaisim, Tishba, the Tzara B'Teves, and Gedalia. These four Tanaisim, what's the halacha? Let's say Bizman HaShmat. Bizman HaShmat is the exertion of Fire Soul. So the halacha of Tavit Havis is basically the five things. It's a feel of steel. Is it Issa Zichol? It's a Tashmit? It's a meal for sandals? And it's a Rechitza. Close to the fire. And only that, it starts to be Ba'odiyoyim. So Bizman HaShmat says, Yomban, Lav Dako is a Tishbav. You know Tavit Havis? Tavit Havis have the same exact halacha. Also in Bachil Lashir, it's also Berchito, it's also Besicho, it's also Batashim Shemito, when even Bo'idyoi, same exact halachos. So, says Ramban, it's still the Maisa, why in Rotsum with Anim is why Rotsum with Anim? Why do we take a Sarbat Tavis only for Titus? Why? Maisa, Monashak, either it is a Titus, not a Titus, we seem to take it halfway. So the Ramban, why is the Maisa that Kleisol says, with Sad, the end of Tshuva, it's enough from Earth, us to be Tshuva, it's enough to recover upon ourselves in the end of time. We are only recover the end of time, only to fast. Therefore, the Ramban, the Pesach, can be down, anyone who does not fast, Maisa is being parried together. Therefore, the Allah of a tiny Simitok of Nun says in Machaber, Hakol Chayov Mitzanis, everyone has a Chiv to fast, eat by these four nations, and anyone who doesn't is also to not fast. It's part scattered. Anyone who doesn't do that is being part scattered. The Gemara says if you want, you can fast, and want, you don't have to fast. However, Kleisel is Makabal upon himself, and therefore you have to fast, not be part scattered. The other things you don't have to do. The Kabbalah of Kleisel is only not to fast. Oh, so we'll get to different young ones, specifically exactly say what to do. We'll have to answer that. The first, let's go through the five things that Allah to apply it. First, the first eating. What's the law of eating? So, first, there are really two different categories of eating on a fast. There's those who do eat, those who don't eat. The first, who can eat? So, a chayla, the mice are different types of chayla. The first one, let's say, has a headache. Is a headache for them to eat? Says, a chashukh is no heter. A regular headache is no heter. The person who has curved nine is oyster, be aloch has a sulfur, so a chashukh is a machmer. However, come along the Mishnah Brua, and the chayodim, and other places, and says, a chayla is to aim by sakona, potim was anis, for us a lot of hachmon atmoy. Some of the chayla is to aim by sakona, is also defense. Now what's a chalushay mesakono? The least chalapos from Shabbos means person who's very shvach, needs bed rest. For example, you have a migraine headache, might be very shvach. A body on the fast. Person who has, let's say, he's stressed, the second day he's in bed, the body doesn't have the fast, and the mitzvah sounds like he's even off the fast. Partly in half a cloud. But my person with a chalushay mesakono, the body does not have to fast. That's partial. That's one type of person who doesn't have to fast. A second person, negeya, is what about the notion, do they have to fast the person who is pregnant, nurse, and just some of the thing here, children, they have to fast enough. Now, to answer that, in America, it seems to be that is that the women do fast pregnancy a little less, or more birth a little less. And it still sounds like, it feels like that all women do not fast. Different because the coming from, it sounds like, for Etzim or Loko, if you read the Loko, it's in Karkur. The Loko says there was no gzeira, the Hobbit was never held upon. Maybe on the best neck is the fast. Therefore, in the example of the other Dine Fisher, brought down in the Shuman of himself, he says all women who are best neck is do not fast across the board. Not only that, he writes, anyone who thinks you have children doesn't fast. Fine. So, does someone say that way? Some don't go that way. Some say it depends on the clothes you start, or depends how weak you are, depends how much courage you have, depends if it takes away the milk from nursing your child. So, the women fast or not, and the best neck is the other two are. Those who make those who have the board, those who want to be more machmer, that's a separate title. So it comes out, Lalotho, who has to fast for the fellowship of the son of Adonat? Uberes and the Nekes, or other awesome, some do, some don't, depends on what the law says. Now, that means it comes out in the Gate of Achilah, the two separate Lalothos. First, those who do eat, women, children, or Achilim, and then those who don't eat. Those who do eat, first, you have to be machmer on Shiurim, you have to be machmer to eat exactly the shear. Divided to the place, can once they eat, you'll never miss on the Kabbalah of a kindness. They're back to regular person. It was Manachazal. Manachazal didn't have to pass. The whole Kabbalah what? Chalais on the Kabbalah upon themselves and Rosh Matana, except for Chalim. So not except for Chalim. Not like Chalim says, you have to pass. The Kabbalah was only to be worn in Chalim. If you're Chalim, you'll never miss on the Kabbalah. And Savadi can go eat whatever you want. So that those who like being, Indian, maybe part of the Sibur or the concept, there has to be an example of such a concept. Yes, well, it depends who he is. But the Iker is a lot of mutter, and it doesn't want to be an example of concept, nothing but the Tzivot, the new Tshuvot, but the Iker should be mutter.
No,
that's wrong. No, that's not. In most cases.
Is it like that 24 months?
That's the Mishavu discusses, and I discussed with Mishavu. Anyway, the Dinefish has about to be 24 months. Why not inside of food? Now, Lysa, even if you're going to eat, what about what eat? Should you be machman only eat the basic necessities who have tanugim? So, Lysa to Mishnah Brewer, and Mishnah Brewer brings down, even the eating, loinis anik asim and boss of the yayin. Say, you should not have tanugim boss of the yayin, which really means that basically people are, let's say, fasting and nursing, or people are eating. Children, you should not give them basically sweets and candies. You know, it's much easier to hear than when you come home during the day, give them the sweets to keep them quiet. But it's not the time of Shabbat. The Shabbat says, you might take 5 years in the time, so it's fine. You should give them the necessities, whatever they need, not take away anything which is the basic necessities. But why should not give them tanugim? That's the second thing. A third thing to get at the person is eating, is the person coming down, they should eat the tzinnah. Now they discuss how much you have to eat the tzinnah. That means they want to say, maybe everyone knows you're chalish, but it's on the body, can eat the fascia. But people don't know. Or more better, and that gets better. I have to do it even faster. First time, you know, chaver sometimes. But hopefully means that some people will maybe will be closer to you. Therefore, the dropping down, that better to eat for dinner. So first, people eating again, when I'm not sure, should be mafid, should be mafid non tanugim and eat for dinner.
What's the
difference between tanugim and
the
word that you
started?
Same concept. Same meaning. You should have that goal. It doesn't mean tanugim. The people who might are fasting, so first the interesting Mishnah Brewer, and he'll Yom Kippur, and he discusses a bit about touching food. He says, why Yom Kippur, you allow to touch food, because it's Yom Kippur, and the Chumra of the day. Very common, they're not going to end up eating the food. Mash Enkin, he says, on a regular Tigris, there's no Torah, you should not touch food. Why? Shem Yom Kippur, who might come to eat it? Therefore, only giving your kids is the Torah, somebody can give your kids, no problem. How the Stamos like to touch food, to make food, there's no Torah, the Prim Godem, the Piskechuba over here in Tosco Flood, brings it down, the person should not touch food for no reason. When they're taking medicine, so those people thinking are usually not fasting, so the Prim Golem in Yom Kippur says it. Except it says we do not say we give the other donation. Yom Kippur says it's not a problem. Because no Chassid can come to eat it. It's a common claim of the day. This, if you want, who brings down over here? The Masham brings down the regular donation and the Kavachayim, the Keshuvah, to bring down over here and apply all donation. What about taking medicine? You ought to take regular medicine. Let's say you have a headache, you take alcohol, Tylenol, whatever, you take these things. So I heard about Reuben this past Tishvah, he was discussing in him taking Kalei Tzayim. So technically, you can take it on the fast itself, because it's bitter, it's not worth a kilo. Even in Tishbav, he said, you can take it. Maestro placing saying, all medicine, without water, body can take medicine. That's not shayla. It's not worth a kilo, it's bitter, it's not worth a kilo, you want to take medicine. I mean, you have a headache, you want to take Akmo, fine. With water, that's going to be the problem, buddy. So usually, if you have a regular headache, taking Akmo without water is a seder, and that's not going to be a problem. So again, it's not a kilo, what's a lot of, if you're fasting, fine, don't touch food. If you're not fasting, you try not to have medicine. And you should try to do the tino, and I might have medicine, no problem.
In fact, you need to take less water to pick up from the share.
No.
If you need to take
water. Depends, you have to know why you need to take the water for it. If it can cause you to be chalish, anybody's like, for example, it's stress, you have to, fine. But if otherwise, it's not even a regular headache, don't take the after, don't take it. You're not missing any head to take the water. You need that, if you've got a regular headache, you can ask with that water, fine. You need water, what have you ever had?
About the stale water that's
going to sound. No, if it's bitter water, fine. But it's not bitter.
It sounds something that's fasting, stale water.
I don't know. We got from the Arabs, what's new?
Even if it wasn't the sheriff, maybe I have something else. You just need it to get it down.
Something means fasting. Rather than fasting, means fasting.
Yeah, but less than a share, it means that it's not a fasting.
Chayom was anis, us live for together. That's mean when you have a heter of a chalishim, because we have a heter, then you do shum shum. Here you have no heter. First you have to get the heter. If you have a chalishim, it's better, that's fine. It's not personally, you want them to take aspirin, because you know you don't fast that well. You have a little bit of a headache. It's fine, you have people to do
it.
If it's water, again, if the water is not bitter, if it has the...
Why do you want to be bitter after you crush it in it?
No, if it's bitter, you want to put in the feeling bitter, make them like, you know, fine. Put mud in it, I don't know. But fine, that's your sad eating, sad drinking. So, first wasn't the guy really drinking, first I just was eating and drinking the same halacha. But can you basically, can you wash out your mouth, can you use a toothbrush, toothpaste, can you use Listerine, mouthwash, can you use things on the fast. So the first batch of malachim siman dalim when the shvu is done, every morning you should wake up and wash out your mouth. Why? Call it shemayim, you should wash out your mouth, thinking you can say a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. The other lady should always wash out your mouth on every day when you wake up in the morning before davening. That's to wash negalah, so that's what you should do. And it says in the machaber on a fast, you should wash out your mouth, you call it shemayim. Someone who is there to wash out his mouth in the morning, which not any of this person should do. But time is tiba lakosh mevahafi. A person should not do it on the fast. Should not wash out his mouth. So the shvul over there gives together, it makes like three different levels when you can wash out your mouth. It says in the red one is in the tzari you can, the tishabal is tzari godol, and on the kippur you can never wash out your mouth. They have to come on the place when they say, that it's called, it's a toothpaste, a mouthwash. If it's tzara, like it's mutter, washing out your mouth is mutter v'mokum tzara. That means if it can bother you all day and you can't learn to go bother you, a body let out wash out your mouth. Hell, if it doesn't bother you, you have no answer. That's the mechaber is better than the same. Therefore, now what's the get of tzara and tzara godol? The Debatina has a tshuva, he writes about tishba with the get of tzara godol. He says, if you're embarrassed to go in front of your friends or your chavrusa to learn with them for whatever reason, that's nichol get a hefet tzara godol, you have to wash out your mouth. You lose mouthwash or toothpaste on that day. So that's still a nichol hefet tzara. So it might be, well, wash out your mouth or not, it doesn't bother you, and you don't have to embarrass in front of your friends, you're not closing anybody's tzara, so bad at all, because we don't wash out our mouth. It's because he's tzara, and he shvodim want to get him tzara, but if you close a person tzara, you're allowed to use any of these things to take away the tzara. That's not a problem.
What's the problem with mouthwash? What are you doing?
We don't put things inside our mouth. If that were no, if that were not
edible.
If that edible shouldn't not be a problem.
Right.
If that comes out, it might be put water inside afterwards, if not, not edible won't be a problem. But it depends what you're using. A toothpaste you usually want to use water afterwards would be the same thing. Yes, you know, also toothpaste after not wear lachila, my kid's toothpaste is mine is it's fine. But that's inside the healing studio. First of all, wash himself on during the kindness. You take a shower tomorrow, you take a bath tomorrow. So the law says the makabah upon himself the kindness. We're not makabah upon himself the chito. It says the makabah, someone's halalo, puts me to shabab, we're tar ruchito, ruchito the maestro's motor. We're not makabah upon himself the chito. Come along to Bach, and Bach says, maestro minik is a makabah upon the chito, this vanenu, del rabo, and all the place can be down, the shabu and the shayati, and says, Akshav a margin lechas and give him some life. The maestro says, today we do not on the fast day take a shower or a bath. The maestro does not wash himself during any of these fast days. That's our halacha. Even though technically it's mutter, we do not wash ourselves. So the shavua, the dafel, however, hot water, cold water is mutter, or your hands, face, and feet with hot water is mutter. So first, the halacha is, people sometimes make mistakes, take a shower, what's the big deal? Why can't you take a shower? What kind of says it? Why could the bath and afterwards all the place from across the board all say we did not take a shower same thing as a bath, no chilek, we did not take a bath or shower on a fast day. We don't do that.
And it starts the night or the day?
Step by step. That's first what it says, that's talking about right now, tomorrow. During the day we did not take a shower or a bath, we don't do that. That's our hoko, except if it's cold water. Cold water will mean it's not pleasant, lukewarm water. Or it means, or your face and your hands, hot water, that also is a say to mikra adam. That's Alex. That's mitzad uchito. What about mitzad sicha? So first of all, father knows, the idiom of sicha is you're anointing yourself with pleasures, the father knows the other is not a problem, the official is not a problem, and therefore these things no one, we seem to really do is sicha. No one here does sicha, we don't put on oils and perfumes to enjoy ourselves at times. Put on to chapped hands and things like that, that's mutter, even it could be even on Tisha B'Av. I feel like it's not in the timing. The only issue is mitzvah timing, mitzvah taking away tzara, of course, that's mutter, not a problem at all, even on the masmer. However, there's an interesting mishnebu over here. Mishnebu brings down, that's true, mechita, that's mutter. However, Kol Mokim, it says, Ba'al Nefesh Yachum B'Kulam K'moy Tisha B'Av. Even though the Gemara says, the Rosh Mitzana, Lo Rosh Mitzana, and therefore Makalapan is only casting, says the Mishnah Berurah, Baal Nefesh should be machmir everything like Tisha B'Av. The third of David tomorrow should be like Tisha B'Av. Elo shemchal lal filo, however, lal filo then can be make of a tashmish. Mishnah Berurah says Baal Nefesh yachad b'kulam like Tisha B'Av. Again, we said what Tisha B'Av have. We have five things. What is that? Achilu shdiyas one, sicha, and mechitza, and tashmish. These are the all and nil satan. These five things apply in Tisha B'Av. All five should apply in the red on third of David tomorrow, and they should be ba'ayin. So first, it really depends where this chumra is coming from, and then to how to apply it. Mishpuz is b'nefesh yachum b'kulam. Why? So my answer, why? Why is b'nefesh b'machum all the way? It's fasting. Why after tashmish? Well, what's the reason for it? The way that Ksav Seyv says it over, there's two ways of saying it over. Ksav Seyv says it over because the Etzem, the Gemara says, Rosh Mitzana, Lorosh Boy Mitzana. The Etzem should be, once in Kabbalah, in Kabbalah everything. How to buy halfway, only the Kabbalah Tainus. El Mai says the Ramban, Engloy, Atila Chom Malvoy, only the Kabbalah Tainus. So the Etzem, what's the right thing to do? We Kabbalah everything. Therefore, Ban Nefesh Yachim and Kulam, be Machim upon themselves. Therefore comes out, see this Mahalakhi Ksav Seyv. What the halacha about is only kindness. There's an ending to be marked for everything. That's one way of saying it over. And another way of saying it over is not much like that. Etzem, in the time of when the Beis Yosef wrote it, was the time of the Inquisition. The Shavua is writing it in the 1800s, and the different places might different things when they're Tzoros in Klal Yisrael. There was the Iron Curtain, the Gzeres in Klal Yisrael, there was World War II, right? The Gzeres against Klal Yisrael. When the Gezi Kwan Faisal, the Gemara said, Yemchir is the fast. Why is that Divek Kabbalah? What's the loss of Divek Kabbalah? Yemchir is everything. That means Ikra at the end, you have 100% of Chir of everything in those times. How did they say this? Not the Tabal of the Chumra. You have to. Tishwa, you have five Inuyim and plus five from Oibyayim. Says the Gemara, if it's Loy Shman, not as man of Shman, it's not as man of Simcha, not as man of Beit HaMikdash, what's the man of Loy of Loy? Maisa with the Gzeres Malchus, you have a Chiyav Gomer like Tishuvah, says Ramban. Chiyav Gomer like Tishuvah. Says Ramban, based upon this, therefore the Chiyav Gomer all five things. All five things. And he ends up, Maisa is not sure why people are making a Chiyav. He says, Luchin Amadova, that's meaning to be Mako, but Maisa first should be Machmer. Therefore the Shayasin says, what is it to be Machmer? Ba'al Nefesh, he brings down, the Indian must exert min a goyim, since goyim might not have exert upon us. And we can't call etzim a chiv al gimel tzomo. The chiv mamish, not mitzah we're makabal upon ourselves. It's medivik abolos, and there's a chayi ready. The chiv mamish gimel tzomo. K'moy al tishuvah, like tishuvah. It's maneinu, we have a chiv goma like tishuvah. We do ramban, we gamma goa, masin, lifo pa masin, pa nefesh should be masin. So it comes out, there are two ways to say about nefesh be masin. Is it in the almo, or the chiv, in the way how the Mr. Brewer and the Prim God of others say, the Chiyav Etzem, if I get the cash, why the world being Mekel? And the Etzem of Banis is cash, and Tafash is his cash, and all the way down to Moshe, or Shlomo, they all have the cash, why the world being Mekel is my name? And the Etzem of the person really should be Machmer. Machmer everything like Tishuvah. Now, what you say, let's go that hunger that everything is Valnefesh, but Valnefesh should be Machmer. What to be Machmer? The first again, we have five things to be Machmer. Locha of Achila, the Maestro, and Banam Tavis Kasha, why we make all. Fine, the Maestro, why we buy Jem, Shimachal, and that's Maestro, and Hans, we make all, which are Polish, very Shvach, fine, maybe we definitely get it for the Shem, but it's a Kono. But, take it in Sikha, Sikha, why we make all, Teres and Wana. We've known here as far as in the Zod Sikha and Tainan. Whoever does Sikha and Tainan. What about Nivus and Tainan? Why are we wearing shoes tomorrow? Let's wear sneakers. The Mishmum self says, you know why we wear sneakers? Gabriel Sando, Wanak, the Machmo, Mishum Chuchu, with Kulu. Lacha is on Tisha B'Av itself. Are you allowed to wear shoes? You're allowed to wear shoes in the street of Bichud Vatul. If you're in the walking Mongolia, in Tisha B'Av itself, you're allowed to wear shoes. This can be a joke. People can laugh at you. The best thing we should wear sneakers tomorrow. Except Bichud Vatul, therefore we don't wear sneakers tomorrow. So it comes out, not in the Gerev for sneakers, not in the Gerev for Sikha, not in the Gerev for Ulus Achilo. So what's in the Gerev for? What? You go, you wear sneakers tomorrow, see what happens.
Yeah.
Fine, but it's fine, the first person doesn't. After all, he is still. Who has to start already? There's no starting point. Once there's no starting point, we leave it as is. Mishmah himself says, we're going to be Machma, Yachma, Kulam, but not the Nilsa Sandal. He himself says, fine, so we leave it as is. Fine, try tomorrow. Go, you wear sneakers tomorrow. Come with your Reebok tomorrow, let's see what happens. And whatever they have in England. So what's it really negated to? So again, this halacha is also accurate and negated to two things again, these five things, these five units, and also for the night before. So if all five during the day, what's it really going to change? Task machine you do during the day, eating anyway you're fasting, so what's it negated to? It's only negated to maybe rechisa, that you should not wash your entire body, maybe start washing all the body in cold water. That's the only thing it's negated to. Anyway, the minig ready is not to wash that water. The only thing is not take a shower in cold water. The only thing is, I'll never see my what? Don't take a cold shower. Fine. That we start during the day. We start the night before, Oedion. So it's really negated for two things. Again, what's the two things? Mishavur, one thing is past, Mishavur is before it. Bal nafesh, yachmuk, gulam, kamoi, tishvot, elam, tel, lel, trilo, yikaiman, okay. Lel, trilo, he says, bal nafesh, should not be matter. Why is it mokamit? So a person should be mangled. So you see, first, the Mishavur is saying, bal nafesh, yachmuk, means everything like tishvot from the night before, and aleph, we see. And Beit says, even with Ashmish, should be matter. Even with Ashmish. Let's not feel it. Now, again, it's a bal nefesh. She should have maybe not. I don't know. Because we're holding a lot of Islamites, it's moving down the counter. Bal nefesh, matter. Not that Ashmish during the night, Aleph. But the only other thing to get to is really is Rechitzo. Taking a shower at night before, just like on a Tishbe, you should not take a night before. But also, you should not take a shower before it's night in hot water. You want cold water. Only part of the other rabbi, you can in cold. So, bal nefesh, yachmer. Again, if you want to say, we're not Mekabal, we don't do it, Maitre Shavuot says it, that the pastures, and Maitre, during the day, it's not negated to come on anything except a cold shower, at night, you're going to get to a shower and to a Tash Mishra. Let's go to Shavuot. There's a Nokoi Mishra Shavuot, there's a Mishra Shavuot in Hilkis of the 9 days, Liam Tokus and Aleph, of these, starts off saying, Meshchodesh Ad Tainus, we have all these Alokas of the 9 days. Says the Bialoko, so after the Yesh Lachmon, the Shavas, the Thomas, the Thor, the Tavis, Kmoy, the Shkodesh, and the Tainis. A person should be Machmer, just like you have a lot of the 9 days, a person should be Machmer also on Thor, the Tavis. Thor, the Tavis. So those first ones say that the Mishnah is quoting him, Eli Rab, and the Prima Godom, and the Tay Sefer there, and they knocked away, and Dain Fisher, and others want to say, Tay Sefer. The Meister, Tay Sefer, Eli Rab, the Prima Godom, which is Shekhanar, fine, the Alasa, they also, they weren't just quoting, like, somebody just kind of gives a word of quote. Fine. They weren't just called actually on the Sugya, they actually knew it. They also themselves about Samson, and he himself, he passed him. And he himself said, a person be machmer during the 9 days, lots of the 9 days during the Sabbath Tavis. So, what does that mean? The person cannot wear a clean shirt tomorrow. The person cannot do the laundry tomorrow. Everyone knows during the 9 days. What? We don't wear any fresh laundry clothing.
Why would they make
the Gemara? That says?
So the
Mishra, that's, it's a bunch of cash on this Mishra Gura, this Bialocha, sent to Machma, Loish Manav, Loivinu, ever, that a person cannot wear a fresh laundry shirt tomorrow. I never heard, he goes on asking too much cash, never heard he came to the laundry. Who tells the Mamma, you're saying, there are two different Yonim, one couple of the 9 days, in the Mishra Nechaz Av Ma'atim Nisimcha, that's the number 4 Shalocha, Mishnah, and then there's the Indian of Avelis. All right, if you just want to have the Chazit two Alochas, the Sfarad, and the Sfarad has that they Mishnifes Av Ma'atim Nisimcha, and then they have the Alochas, they wear the clothing, just after Avelis, the Ma'atim from Mishra Shachaboy. Two sets of Alochas. Mishra, when he's discussing the Indian of that Shavuot, Atoba Tevis should be like the 9 days, he's discussing the Indian of the Indian of Mishnifes Av Ma'atim Nisimcha. And the same thing discussing the Indian music. So Makar is looking them up, the kids of Pimgon discussing the music. That means you're listening to music tomorrow now. Mechabah B'Yishon shouldn't listen to music either during the 9 days. I hold a whole stop Yishon Shabbai. That's the negate in the Lavevah. Mechabah
can never listen to
music. Okay. Go with the Ramah. Ramah is Mechabah. Fine. With Ramah. So it comes out to Mishra is saying that the lochas of Asar B'Teva should be the same thing as 9 days. It means negate in the Mishnah of Matan B'Simcha. And that negates off meaning a person should not listen to music during Asar B'Teva. Or anything that's going simple, not the inna lavelus, avadi la wash clothing, avadi la change your shirt. That's the get of lavelus. Lavelus nothing to do with sarbatavis, the inna lavelus and the tshuva. And the tshuva is negated the inna of simcha. We're not having simcha on the days of tshuva, and therefore we should be making our inna a concept of simcha. Does he want to write this? Might say, if a kasha, why should we take a shower even in cold water, or why take even from the other ragwal? So you look in the look of the kindness where there's no rain, you fly yourself. And you have to start fasting. When it's kids play, it says the Machabi cannot take a hot shower. However, a cold shower upon the other Yagra might have more turn. So the gate of Chuva is not back to Alokha. The gate to Avelis, you can't do other things. Not the gate to Chuva. Fine. So again, the gate to Alokha, what to do when I start saving tomorrow. First, we fast, that's clear. Pass the Malevich, you're not fasting during the day, which is really not the gate except for maybe taking a cold shower. Anyway, hot shower, of course, also in the mini Gazari Lakabach. And the night before, about nefesh, mukur al pashmish, or taking a shower. As in of like a tzav b'tevis, it should be like 9 days. Again, as far as I know, the only thing negated is the mishnah of matzah b'simcha. That's only negated in of thick of music and things could die more bhakti and each line really depends where the Torah is coming from. To the end of a path, so the Torah is an any path that says Mishnah Brua, the whole thing of the Tannis is the Ikra is from Ora person to Tshuva. Therefore he says, the Chim on every person, on those days, the Fashk, the Meister, and the Ikra is not a Tannis. The main thing is not to pass. The main thing is to prepare yourself to do Tshuva, and to order yourself to do Tshuva. So then Klai is there. We have a lot of stories. The Mokhama going on. No one over here seems to feel it. The Meister is the Mokhama going on. They have ground troops now, and bombs, and there are people leaving different areas, coming to Shalim with other safe places, in Muhammad. There's also the economy seems to be falling apart in all ends, and everyone is affected by it. There's the yeshiva, the yeshivas, chalukka, everyone seems to be affected by the end of the economy. And the question is, what exactly should a person do for that? What we should learn, and say, tell them. But is anything more, anything special that we should do besides the master that's going on in Klai Yisrael? Reuben was discussing this past Friday night that there's a master here by a whole group of men that's the one who pulled out of the chesed, I think. He just moved across the street, so he used to be the Shiva, I'm sure everyone knows the master, so he used to be the master in Eretz Yisrael. So he'll be out of the Dalai by Reuben Shul Friday night. Also he's there. And people said, the whole thing, people advising him not to lend out any money, only to collect. Only collect. How's it going to go? He gets money from different Gvirim who usually lend the money. So it's much easier to raise money to people getting people to lend the money than to get some. So he goes to the Gvirim and says, oh, let me have money, let me have money. You'll get it back whenever you want within 3 days. So most of the money that the Gemach has, that the Kosi Mishiva Samir, is loans. People are telling him, since you're alone, what's the Gvirim going to do? They're bad masters, they can get the money back. So you have a responsibility of what the loans that you gave out to the master, the regular people, collect and don't give out anymore. The way it usually goes, they collect a few $1,000 a day, the two different lines over there, we go there, and then they give out. Then when they collect, they give out. So you have people telling you have a responsibility to collect, but not to give out. Why? Because the Gvirim is telling you, it's for your money. Is that the responsible thing to do? So he didn't know what to do, so he went to violate. This is what Reuben saying Friday night, saying all this story, tell him something right over there. Fine. He went to violate, he asked the violate what to do. First you see a pekeh of a gadol. So the violate says, let's understand. The gvira, what to live, everyone has what to live. Talk about the extras, the savings, right? They're going to take it out from you and put it in banks, banks are collapsing. Right? It's not safe here. Just forget, save from something by you. They hopefully there's a chance of getting it back. Once the banks collapse, no chance of getting it back. Took a cash, the violin said, Avada, you leave it, Avada, you don't change what you're doing in the Gemach, you keep the money flowing, keep it going as is. Like the Maestro, no one's going to come take it out from you. Fine, the Echidim, that amount of money you have on Maestro, the Gemach are not taking it out from you, leave it as is. Then the whole movement is, violin of Maestro, why is this happening? People are losing so much money, what's the reason for it? The violin said, the Vado is, why? Because people are not getting Maestro stuff. They didn't get Maestro stuff. And he just went on saying different stories about how people made so much money and the kesev says they've called the people with responsibility. He has to give my six of them. And therefore it says for sure that in the wise is the master that can be the whole office. Do the people have responsibility to give my six? You don't do your responsibility, you lose the money. My father Wednesday night, Avi Mori, he met with Dr. Tzvi Al-Khansano this past Wednesday night. And he asked him, my father McGrath also has to be a fundraiser part time. Affects him a lot, says Balabatim a lot. And he asked, why the Temple of Torah and Yeshiva is having such a hard time? Not that he said the same word. Why? They get my six off. My six off. Father said, I don't feel guilt, don't want your money. They get my six off. On instant, I know people who gave Meister, they gave Chaymish, they gave more. So, not that he said, maybe they didn't give, how much they really should have gave. But only once, Shbrochu gave a place in the world, Fash Chosso, Mon Shabbat, Malchus Mashkus, therefore even the people who did do that was right, also are getting affected by it. So Maestro, the Indian is why the general must take over, the Indian is that Maestro is often. Maestro is often, and the Epson, and even the Tainus, Tainus in the beginning of the Gila, the Terapeutical, they discusses why do you say the Aftarah by Mincho, not by Shakus. Tainus, what it says in the Aftarah of Yeshu, the Pasuk there says, Koyama Hashem, Shimru Mishpat for offered stock. And since the Indian to give stock is typically in a kindness, and therefore says by afternoon everyone gives stock, for that reason, therefore make sure we say that in the afternoon after everyone gave stock. Why? Because in the gallant of the kindness stock, the reward of the kindness stock, first is to give stock. So in the kindness is to give stock, and the master is the reason why things are getting punished. And besides, the Indian don't seem to say the Indian stock, and I know it's a novel, you don't say 100% for sure. Part of that seems to be on Hollywood, like, oh, for sure, that's the reason, but what does it mean, as far as they understand? That's easy to have Meister. Now, it's very easy to say that we can be able to give Meister, because, you know, we're the other side, we're receiving it. Like, if we can give a share to 200 people, so most of the people there are like, yeah, can be able to give Meister, because they're the receiving end. Fine, but even the people on the receiving end, Meister, keep to give Meister, and Hollywood, and make fine, so. And a lot of people should give myself. Everyone over here also should give myself. It's sometimes not that easy, sometimes it's hard. But myself, we're all being mistaken right now in the certain place. So again, we can say, yeah, we can put a film, they say it, and you know, flying through it, fine. But myself, you still learn, and then that's right away at the time, and not urge to do tshuva. But if the from the time process of saying, and the safe one, Lashon Hara, that anything that's going the sorrow to happen, to get out of the sorrow, you have to stack in that Indian. He's discussing that why Golos came back, why Mitzah lost Lashon Hara. The only way to get out of Golos is Mitzah and Lashon Hara. So the only way, if the Matzah is caused between Mitzah in of Maitre Gotham, he will not be Maitre, the Ben Amachadeo, the Chesed, doing one to another. And the only way out of it is to take care of that, to do Tzatka. Tzatka means whether it's money, whether it's the house. My brother in law, he has two Mishpachas right now in his house. One with 8 kids, one with 10 kids that came from the place with Muhammad. He had a place to stay. See, again, not everyone has a house with my brother, or a big house, but he takes kids there, two mishpachas, besides his own 12 kids, besides he has two adopted kids. Fine, it's a big house, but my son, you have to stop it, you have to do whatever you can to help them out, whether it's offering a couple or a place of people with a place to sleep who are due to Muhammad, whether it's people who, everyone else that I think are okay, that can get a little more stuff, more of the Indians. And this is because the point of the kindness in the Oitu Chuvah, and specifically says places to give stock on. And at that time, my master is something that maybe the first to work upon this Indian, this concept of making sure, trying to give myself, trying to give stock on, to help out to ease another person, not the burden of the Elma Chaberi. In fact, with that, with Zaycho, that the Indian of Sabbath Havis to be one of the most kindness of things, be the stock on with Simcha.
Yeah, so what's not under the money that you